Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Hello, Solomon Islands, and hello, every listeners. Welcome back again today to another time where you may be getting homeschool. Blow you me, and again with the Mufala lo program, me Jeffrey Ogamauri, whereby me presenting a lesson to all listeners on economics and commerce, and the coverage of this commerce and economics will be particularly targeting all year 10, year 11, and as well as year 12 listeners all throughout our schools. First of all, I would like to go through the objectives of the lesson. And just remember, as you listen out there, we will only have about 30 minutes in our program today. So I would like you to listen very carefully as I go through the areas which I will be covering during this program. Okay, by the end of the lesson today, students and listeners, you should be able to revise the scope of commerce or business to business organization. Not only that, but again, you will be able to revise the knowledge level of business organization to the point of being an own boss. And through covering these two scopes, you will able to understand what is the basis of economics. Number two objective, to understand different subtopics that actually falls in between business or commerce or the world of business to business organization. Number three objective, to identify some of the topics within the range of business or commerce to business organization that actually involves calculations, where we can say it actually covers areas like productivity, international trade, and as well as the exchange rate. And finally, the objectives that you should have covered here is to define and to apply multiple of areas which actually covered within the range of business commerce and to as far as business organization where he concerned. Okay, today I will just run through the areas in which you should have covered if you are a Form 4 or a Year 10, a Form 5 listener or a Form 6 listener. I would like you to bring out a paper or a writing pad and a pen, and me liking for you listen out very, very carefully as I go through these areas, so that at the end of these 30 minutes, you might learn something out of the lesson. From the Form 4 commerce, the coverage level of Form 4 commerce, there are about 15 subtopics. And these 15 subtopics must be covered successfully, starting from the world of business. Number two, the economic problem. Number three, production. Number four, industries. Number five, the basic economic question. Number six, economies. Number seven, productivity or the output. Number eight, standard of living. Number nine, production, consumption, and price. Number 10, price and inflation. Number 11, production and international trade. Number 12, trade protection. Number 13, world market prices. Number 14, exchange rate. And number 15, business organization. And if we can go to the year 12 commerce, it will actually cover nine sub-contents. And they are, number one, starting a business. Number two, business in relation to the finance or banking. Business and insurance, that would be number three topic. Number four, business and taxation. Number five, business and advertisement. Number six, business transportation. Number seven, business communication. Number eight, successful business. And number nine, that would be the final topic for year 11, commerce, and that would be being an own boss. But today's coverage, I would be going back to the coverage of year 10, commerce, year 10, business studies. And as far as that coverage is concerned, looking back at business studies or the world of business, we can say that business or business activities plays a very, very important role in any economy. As far as our economy is actually concerned, business is very vital because it provides availability of goods and services within the scope. Not only that, it creates what we can say economic growth. And finally, it also improves people's standard of living. If I can refer back to one point that I stress is under the importance of business to an economy, which is it creates economic growth. In the country, when Yumigaram staka business activities and business hemi and producing staka different commodities and business hemi staka within the scope, then by you looking by economy blow me by him strong too. Time staka economic activities happening, and that enhances because of staka business activities where hemi take place, and that will makes a very, very what strong economy as well, right? Not only that, the other area when we talk lo hem lo importance of business in an economy would be it provides what availability of goods and services. Okay, availability of goods and services. So when staka business activities hemi take place, at the same time hemi produce him staka goods and services too. And by you looking time goods and services hemi staka to mass, then by you looking prices of goods by him go lower, and by hemi catch him up the last importance, which is by hemi even increasing people's standard of living as well. So as far as business hemi concerned to an economy and to our economy, for instance, business plays a very, very important role in the society. Number two, we will be looking at the economic problem. As far as economic problem is concerned, everywhere inside the globe where you miss up Lohemia, one for something make him you me same little bit now, eh? You may a front garden what I call him economic problem. And economic problem comes about when there is what scarce resource, right? Comparing to the availability of wants where hemi am available. Resources hemi scarce and wants hem barba staka to mas now. And that creates what we can say economic problem. And because of economic problem, that leads to number three topic. You may must go into what they call production, right? Production. So when we are looking at the resources, and as far as resources hemi concerned, hemi scarce, then we must try at least to produce what no more hemi essential. And that is when we go into what they call production. Production hemi comes in. And production is very, very important to us because out of production, these are the things that production enhances, right? Number one, hemi creating what I gotta call him specialization. Hem creating specialization. Not only that, hem also creating division of labor. And not only that, I'm also creating too one for a state of what they call interdependency, right? We can depend on each other, right? We cannot produce everything. No wonder why we go into depending on another person or another society as well. Because what we cannot produce, they might produce, right? And what we might produce or cannot produce. So production, hemi play one for a very important part inside the economic system as well. Not only that, as far as production is concerned, we will be touching areas, low factors of production as well. And under production, there are four factors of production that you should have already covered. Number one, hemi labor. Number two, hemi land, or we can say sea waitem. Number three is capital. And number four is the enterprise. Then when we talk about labor, is something that involves workforce or you may sabe say participation rate, or you may sabe say employment. Sapos you may talk about him labor and look back lo society blo you may, but you look him in terms of labor, in terms of employment, you may bar of a very low now. Okay, unemployment high too much in sa country blo you may. But that is one fala factor of production where him affected, that is labor. Time we talk about him land as a factor of production, that is referring to the availability of resources in terms of what? Land and sea resources, things as minerals and all these natural resources you may get them, and come back under the additional factor of production. Another area more is the capital law here, and capital law here, and we refer to something known as what? Infrastructure, investment, and things such as what? Economic what? Development. All these comes under capital. Another thing may like put him across under the factor of production is enterprise. Maybe when we are looking at land, we're looking at labor, and we're looking at the capital, the first three factors of production, where you may look lohem. I think the fourth factor of production plays a very, very important role inside a lot of the factors of production, because it enhances the management part of the what? Of the resources that we have available. Right, management. Not only that, but the enterprise actually looks after the what? The opportunities. Not only opportunities itself, the enterprise actually take the what? The risk as well. And not only that, the enterprise also do all the what? The initiatives, right? Or in other words, sometimes the enterprise also, you may say refer lokata or say the profit motivators too. So when we talk about production and we touch something about the factors of production, or the factors of production I'm actually playing very, very important part within the economic system as well. Next on what you may be covering today would be industries. And industries where you may be covering law here, there are three sets of industries where you should have already covered. And the first part of industry where you already cover them and you should already know about would be the primary industry. The second sector of industry is known as the secondary industry, and the last part of that industry level is called the tertiary sector, right? When you may talk about the primary industry, it actually focuses on the raw materials. The secondary industry actually focuses on the manufacturing, changing the raw materials into finished items, into finished good. And the tertiary industry actually involves the providence of services, where he may available and he may given to every people within the scope. And that leads to the fifth part of our subtopic today, which is looking at the four basic economic questions. The four basic economic questions, in any economic system, economists must actually deal with these four basic economic questions. And when we deal thoroughly around the four basic economic questions and answer those four basic economic questions successfully, and we are dealing with solving what they call the economic problem. Because resources is scarce, unlimited ones available. So we must answer these four basic economic questions. What to produce out of that limited resources? How much of that limited resources should we what? Produce. Not only that, but how should we produce this? Are we going to use it by machines, all these things coming in? But you may use normal labor for karam out of katawaka, lokata resources you may get them available. And that leads to the fourth question. To whom are we targeting? To whom are we producing these goods to, right? So it is something to do with market, yeah? So it's very, very important for you may look around them the four basic economic questions, because when we answer the four basic economic questions, then that actually answers the economic problem. And that leads to the other area on economies, right? Economies, as far as economies hemi concern, economy is a complex system. And by you may look him that why it becomes a complex system, because inside the economy, by you looking production takes place. Products of huge varieties are marketed. Consumers are purchasing goods and services. People work in different types of industries. They receive income from their contributions to production. The economy provides goods and services to individuals and society as a whole. So when you think about this multiple of areas, those are things happening in an economy. And without these things happening, then for sure, nothing is available to satisfy people's needs and wants within the scope or within a society. And by looking at the economies, there are types of economies where hemp actually exists as well. And to your knowledge, listeners, I think that you should have taken down notes on these different types of economic systems. Number one, traditional economic system. And this actually involves the system of production that happens in the olden times. Caste economy. And this is when caste is actually involved in the economic system. Dual economic system. This is where two different economic systems are operating side by side. And that is the traditional and the caste economy actually operating together. Mixed economy is number four. And that involves the government and business sector actually involves. And number five is the planned and common economy. And this is where government involved in every aspects of the system. You talk about them decision-making, what for intellectual producing, you talk about them price and whatever, where I'm happy within law system. Inside law plant and command economic system, you will see government taking control over the whole system. Just next to that economic system where you may learn them law here today, yeah, you may even by some learn them too, or kata economic policies where by you look him, you may some refer law kata economic policies here, or some government economic policies. And law government economic policy, law any government, there are only four fala aim no more where okata government okata sabe target him every time. Number one, economic growth. Number two, steady prices. There must know what? Inflation. Number three, full employment. Employment must be provided for every people within the scope. Number four, healthy what? International trade relation with the rest of the world. These are the goals in which government must set him under economic policies, Blohem. And for operating government, government operate two fala policies too additionally. One fala now, common one, what is a very fair hem, or some monetary policy, and the other one, hem now, you may have looking what I call hem, the fiscal policy. Monetary policy, hem exist for regulating now price, hem guide him now money supply and interest rate, and this one, central bank now, hem operating on our behalf, right? Number two, the fiscal policy, hem operated by the central government now. And by you looking every time, or got the honorable blow you me, or the leaders blow me, or got must sit down and or got the passing what I got to call them budget. And that budget here now, or got a budget for every activities, and time or got the activities are budgeted for, and money hem injected lot of activities here, hem lended blow you me, then you me satisfy lo hem. And that is done through what they call fiscal policy, and or got a boss blow you me no more, or the leaders blow you me no more, or kata garem say lo that one, and hem always happen annually. And those are areas where hem come under economic system. Another area where me like for me stress him a little bit lo here too as well at this time would be the production, consumption and price. Okay, where hemi one for a very important area, and this area actually covers a wide range of subtopics as well. Under the production, consumption, and price, we can see productivity, and we come in, and when productivity is high, then that will enhance what you may have referred them or some standard of living, or people's standard of living, and we come under. In other words, when we look at production, consumption, and price, sometimes price too, hem determining production and what to consumption. Then price hem lower, then people KK big too. Time price hemi higher, then hem encourage people for produce taka too much too, right? And under the production, consumption, and price, two fala very important area when me like him for you me must capture him lo here too would be demand and supply. You must know what now demand and what now supply under the production, consumption, and price. Not only that, the other area Melakem for Imikavrem at this point in time too is price and what? And inflation as well. They are part of the whole package as well. When we talk about production, we talk about consumption, and we talk about price, and we lead up to what I call price too, and inflation. And this one now, and one for the favorite part where you meet everyone, even people, not even students, but by interest for listening to him, even you meet other people too. You meet by interest for listening out now, the price and inflation, because you may not suffer him. But you look at the general price, low goods and services within the scope, but you look at him, he increase every single bit of time no more. So him also affecting you me too. Him affecting you me where you me use up low goods and services lo here. So him one fella obligation blow government too, yeah. For government must look at inflation, reducing inflation so that price him go lower so that people are able for buying things and able for measure him now standard of living blockada. Just in addition to that, me like for stressing something about him production and international trade as well. As far as production and international trade hemi concerned, this particular area, where staka learners, lo form 4 and even lo form 5, you need to equip lo hem, you understand him, because this whole area now hemi enhance him calculation too much, lo commerce. Because by you must know how to calculate what now balance of payment, you must know how to calculate balance of merchandise trade, you must know how to calculate current account, you must know how to calculate capital account, and this multiple of areas when we talk about him lawyer, they covered under the production and international trade. But just for taking short law here no more for you me understanding. Under the production and international trade, one fala payment or kata kolem lo de hemi balance of payment. And balance of payment enhance him two fala accounts. One is called the current account and the other one is called the capital account. And under the current account, three fala sub area come under more for intala must understand them, listeners especially. Under the current account, we have the what? The merchandise trade, we have the service account, and we have the transfer account. So time I got to ask him for calculating balance of payment, then that is calculating current account, wait and what? Capital account. Time I got to ask him for intel only calculating current account, that means intel only calculating three for area ya no more. The merchandise trade, the service account, and the transfer account. Under balance of payment, or semi say there is another account lo demo got to call him what? The balance of capital account. And for you calculating balance of capital account, there are two areas coming under. One is called the private sector, and the other one is called the government sector. The private sector is where you may call them NGOs, kakam lohem. So it's important too for you to understand him where now okata areas here he be full lohem. Okay? Because I've finished lo what me like what talk about him today, but me just only highlight him four areas lo here no more, then me wind them up lesson lo me for today. One area more, additionally, when me like him for you take note lohem, would be trade protection. And trade protection, and we got him now. How got the areas where intola need for intufala? Take note, lohem. Why not you me enforce him trade protection? And under trade protection, what are the type of trade protection where him impose lo country, blow you me? For example, what the trade protection measures lo here? One for now, what I call him tariff. The other one, what I call him quota. The other one, what I call him embargo. The other one, what I call them red tape. But some of them are not usable. I think most commonly used ones, when you may use them in the society, believe me, one is the what? The tariff, and the other one is the quota. Okay? Another area when we like him for you may look lohem number two is world market prices, the exchange rate, and also the business organization. And when capturing business organization, we will be looking at sole proprietor, the partnership business, company, whether hemi private or public company, cooperatives, where hemi might involve him consumer cooperative or producer cooperative. And lastly, one for the commonly used business sector, blame me now what I call them, joint venture. And this comes under business organization. We talk about him so many things where we try for gauge him law. This 30 minutes program when we got him with him, you follow here because I'm about to finish. But what me like him for you take note, Lohem no more now, is that just within the range, Lo, me talk Lo here today, there are about 15 subtopics or subcontents where me already cover him with him, you follow Lo here today. So listeners, once again, me like him for you listen very carefully because we will be having another session next week. And in our session next week, I will be recapping on what me actually talk Lohem Lo here already. And in that session next week, same time, I will be giving you some activities where Bahemi Save giving you more information on how to go about these different areas, low coverage level, Bloyumi, especially low year 11. When we talk about Lohem, starting from the world of business or business, go as far as the business organization, Lo here today. So once again, before me finish Lo program, Lo Yumi today, me just like go back again and recap Lo kata areas when me talk Lohem finish. We covered areas under the world of business, why business is very important and plays a very important role in the economy. The other area that we cover today is the economic problem. And what is the economic problem? Me tell him brief Lohem. That is when there is a scarce resource available and at the same time available, there is an unlimited ones. Production, I've stressed something about production and under production, I stress things like specialization, division of labor, and interdependency. And on the same line, I also emphasize factors of production, land, labor, capital, and enterprise. I also emphasize industries and types of industry. There are three, primary, secondary, and tertiary industries. I also stress something about economic questions. There are four of them, what to produce, how much to produce, how to produce, and for whom to produce. And I also stress something about economies. And under economies, I'm stressing the five basic types of economies. Traditional economy, the cars economy, dole economy, mixed economy, planned economy, or command economy. And under the economic system, government also imposes a role Lohem as well. And under the role of the government, government have four key roles. Just to look at economy, got him what? Economic growth, steady price, no inflation. He must get him full employment. There must be no unemployment. And there must be a healthy international trade relation taking place with the rest of the world. And on the same line, under economies or under the government policies or economic policies, government also drive him to follow economic policies for him too. One is done through the monetary policy, through central bank, and the other one is through fiscal policy, and that is done every annual, every year, law inside law Parliament House. And we also captured area under productivity. We also captured area under standard of living. You may also cover an area under production, consumption, and price, where I'm enhancing demand and supply. Not only that, we also stress this area under price and inflation. We also stress this area under production and international trade. And we also stress this area under trade protection. We also stress this area under world market prices, and we also stress this area under exchange rate. And finally, we also look at areas that captured under business organization as well. So those are the areas where Misave Tok Lohem Lo lesson blame today. Maybe me fast or maybe some of the areas it might be no. Clear for you take him up, but we only have 30 minutes for this session for me, so we go through all these areas. But I hope you attentively listening out there, and you might take brief notes from my presentation today. I would like to say thank you for this wonderful moment to all the listeners out there where you are part of my program today. And hopefully we will have another session next week. You must be looking forward as well, because in that next session is where I will give activities, and those activities will bridge all the areas where you may cover them today. So for this fellow time, from me, Jeffrey Ogamauri, I would like to say thank you, and I will see you back next week, same time, for our next program. Thank you.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.